Good evening, everyone. Our Halacha Gems learning tonight continues with the dinim, the laws of Amen, Kel Melech Ne'eman, and the affirmation that we say, that we recite after hearing a bracha. The case we discuss tonight is what happens in a situation where a person, they davened Ma'ariv already, or they davened Mincha, and what they're doing is they're sitting in the Beis Medrash, they're studying and they're learning. And the Beis Medrash that they're studying in, that they're learning in, is a situation, the place where it's not too far nearby where other people are davening. So you hear other people in the distance, they're davening, and you hear brachos being recited. So the question is, if a person is learning Torah, and in the distance a person hears someone say a bracha, is one mechuyev, is one obligated to recite amen to brachas at all? So the Eishel Avram writes that one who is learning Torah, a person who is oisek in limud haTorah, is not mechuyev, is not obligated, is not required to stop their learning to answer amen. And this, of course, because of the halachic principle, the concept of ha'oisik b'mitzvah potur min ha'mitzvah, that a person who's involved in one mitzvah is absolved from performing other mitzvahs. All the while that they're oisik in one mitzvah, they're potur from another mitzvah. They do write, though, in some other poskim as well, says the Eishel Avram, that should a person wish to stop to answer amen, so it's considered permissible to do it. It doesn't mean that because he's oisik b'mitzvah, that it's also for him to stop, but he's just potur min ha'mitzvah, and therefore he's exempt. But that would mean that, nevertheless, that if a person should desire, they're able to, there's a pause in their learning, or they would just so choose to say, oh man, it's mutter, it's permissible for a person to do that. Now, the Shevet Levi explains a raya ledover, explains that there's a proof that a person who's studying Torah does not have to answer amen. He quotes the Gemara in Maseches Brachos, and the Gemara in Brachos relates a machlekes beisham beis hillel, and the machlekes between beisham beis hillel is whether or not reciting the bracha barema or ha'esh, for example, on a Motzei Shabbos, when Havdalah is recited, one of the brachas, Barei Ma'orei Ha'esh, in a base medrash that is full of people learning Torah. So what's this plukta? What's this machlekes? Beis Shammai Omrim, Beis Shammai says that it is preferable, it's ideal for everyone to perform the mitzvah on their own so that they don't have to interrupt their learning, listen to the bracha, and answer amen. So that's it. They're sick in the mitzvah. Beis Hillel argues on Beis Shammai and says that there's a special advantage. And what's that special advantage? The special advantage is to perform the mitzvah in a group. We call that Barei V'Mahadras Melech. There's a great multitude and gathering of Kiddush Hashem that happens when everyone's together. So it's Barei V'Mahadras Melech, and that would otherwise override the other considerations, and therefore everyone should answer the bracha Barei V'Mahadras Melech. But we see from Shitas Beis Shammai that answering Amen on a bracha is a distraction to learning, which should be avoided. And it seems that Beis Hillel disagrees only in a case of Barei V'Mahadras Melech, and that would presume that in our case, where this individual, in the case we're discussing, we already davened either Shachas Mincha Ma'ariv, there would be no disagreement that he need not interrupt Torah study to answer Amen. And that's the Shevet Levi's proof, based on this Gemara Brachas, Machlekes Beis Shammai Beis Hillel, that there is a makom to say that one who is Oisik in a mitzvah, Potur min ha-mitzvah, that there is Barei V'Mahadras Melech, that's one thing, but otherwise without that Barei V'Mahadras Melech, a person is Potur because he's Oisik in another mitzvah, and therefore a person is studying Torah, even though you hear other brachas, you're not mechuyev, not obligated to answer Amen, but should, of course, a person choose to do so, he is permitted if one should want to. I will continue with this topic. I wish you, from my family to yours, a wonderful and a safe, healthy evening.